Hello and thank you for downloading this episode of Squabblebox. Squabblebox is a live, interactive entertainment show that airs on Siren 107.3 FM between 11am and 1pm every Monday and Thursday. Throughout the show, we'll be asking your thoughts and opinions on different topics. When you're listening live, you can get in touch by going to @SirenFM on Twitter, the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, or our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. However, if you're listening to the podcast version, you can still get in touch with us throughout the week on Twitter @Squabblebox. That's at SQUABBLEBOX. The email, squabblebox@sirenonline.co.uk, or on our Facebook fan page, I think you've guessed it by now, Squabblebox. For legal reasons, the music that you hear live on the show has had to be edited on the podcast. Get in touch. We love hearing from you. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. You're listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show, right here on Siren FM. That was McFly with Five Colours in Their Hair. It's Monday morning, it's pretty miserable outside, but we're going to try and cheer you up today with hashtag Ask Us Anything. Yes, we're going to be with you until 1 o'clock, and you can send in all of your questions to our Twitter @SirenFM, the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, our Facebook fan page Squabblebox by going to www.facebook.com/squabblebox on Siren, or you can text us by texting your question to 07797 800 716. So now that's all out of the way, let me introduce to you my lovely co-host. She's here with me every Monday and Thursday. It's Miss Maisie Anderson.
Good morning.
How are you doing, Maisie?
I'm fine. Did you know it's the first day of summer today?
I know. Facebook reminded me this at about 3 o'clock this morning. And I looked out the window and went, what?
No, it doesn't look outside. If you're in the Lancashire area, you can probably tell it's pretty miserable.
If you look outside, we might do a weather report a little bit later on, but, you know, early signs are, if you go outside today, you're probably going to get a bit wet. So, Maisie, how are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm so tired.
Yes.
Like every Monday, I'm very tired.
I made the mistake. Well, I've started making this mistake more and more often, but I stayed up to watch the wrestling last night until it overran, so I wasn't in bed till about 4:30, 4:45, but I'm doing great.
You look it.
Really,
it's a good thing we do radio, otherwise everybody could tell how tired we were.
I think we do the best shows when we're tired.
You keep saying that, but I can't remember them.
So, like I say, we're going to be answering all your questions throughout today's show with hashtag Ask Us Anything. We've had loads sent in already. We've still got a load left over from last week. Because
we do indeed.
It was last week where we answered like 4 questions in the space of 2 hours.
It was a record low for us last week.
But that means that we've got an overflow this week, and we can keep you entertained for the next 2 hours or so. Now, Maisie, it's time to get into our first segment of the morning, and that's Can You Believe That?
Ooh.
This is the segment where we ask, it's really that simple, we say, can you believe that a new story happened this week? And this is one that we found on BBC News, which is that in Mongolia, they are having a big letter swap in the fact that the thousands of streets are getting all their addresses changed. Every street in Mongolia is having their address changed.
Yeah, which was weird because you'd assume that, okay, that makes things a lot more complicated. In fact, it's fixing a very large complication that they already have.
Yes, the big complication is that thousands of streets in Mongolia are named after Genghis Khan, which means that a lot of their, which for obvious reasons as well, they probably do want to change it. And the idea is that now that they've changed the names of all these streets, people might actually get their post.
Yeah, I mean, there was a similar situation where my grandma's friend had her road name changed.
Yes.
So, but there was a road not far away from her that had the same name.
Oh.
Which meant that all of her post was going to someone who lived round the corner from her, and she didn't know where it was going for weeks.
Yeah, I've had that problem before, because there's, back where I'm from, in Huddersfield, back where you're from, there is actually two... I used to live on a road called Southland, and there are two Southlands, there are two Southlands in Huddersfield, which made it very, very awkward for us, because we'd get the post of the other people and they'd get our post, and we didn't know where they lived, so I don't think we ever gave them back.
How did you not know where they lived? Their address is on the letter.
Yeah, no, but someone had put our address, because was extremely similar.
I thought you meant like they were just swapping over the things.
No,
I don't know where they live. I have their address, but I don't know.
If people didn't put a postcode on it, it could have gone to one or two, and it was really, really awkward. But, like, we complain about that. Like, we here at Squabblebox and Siren FM love all our postmen, but people in general in the UK like to moan about how long it takes posts to get here.
Well, this is the strange thing. We had a situation in our own flat where everyone got the wrong mail along the street one day.
Oh,
everyone got the wrong one. We got 59, even though we live in 55, and then I sent one of our roommates to 56 to go get it, to go drop it off, even though that was wrong.
Yeah, that was me, and then when I got out there to go and look, there was other people down the street going to their next-door neighbours with all the posts.
Yeah, and we'd given the wrong post back to the wrong person.
So, Maisie, like I say, we like to ask the big questions here on Siren FM. If you could rename your street, what would you name it?
Ooh. Oh, I've never thought of that.
That's a big question,
isn't
it?
It's a big question. I mean, you hear... Oh, I don't know. Because I don't really mind street names. They're like the last thing I think about when I'm trying to find, like, a house or something.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I like my old street name, but I shan't say it to protect my parents. Not because it's, like, a naughty word or anything, but just because I don't like the idea of giving my parents' address away live on air.
I don't think that's a
but
great
like,
idea.
I like the fact that like there's a lot of first streets and second streets in especially in American towns. I like the idea of being able to say, oh, I'm up on first.
Yeah.
Because I watch a lot of cop shows and a lot of shows based in New York, and it sounds so great to say shit like or stuff like that.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine it, because I've never lived in a big city. Whereas you have. We haven't lived in a big city, and like, going out to... I couldn't imagine going and living in London where there's, like, so many street names that you have to remember.
Yeah, I mean, it depends, though, because you don't tend to think about streets that aren't your own a lot of the time.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I tell you what, I think that's a good question. Like, it's hashtag ask us anything this morning. You can send in your questions to @SirenFM on Twitter, the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, the Facebook fan page, Squabblebox, or Maisie, the number?
The number is...
To text
is 077 97 800 706.
So get your messages in, but we also want to know, what would you rename your street if you had the chance? Please keep it clean. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. It's too early and we're too tired to deal with all that sort of stuff. So get your messages in. We love hearing from you. And I think it's time, Maisie, to go into our next song of the morning. Let's go into a bit of Status Quo with Rockin' All Over the World. We'll be right back. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show, and today we are doing hashtag AskUsAnything, where you can literally send in any questions you want, and we may or may not read them out on air.
See, I feel like every time you say Ask Us Anything, I feel like I should, like, there should be, like, a little jingly thing.
Oh, you know what? I've been working on the jingles.
You have been
I've
working
got
on
one,
the jingles.
I've got one for later on in the show, but we will we'll see how it goes. But I do need to get a hashtag Ask Us Anything jingle, definitely.
Yes.
So, Maisie, let's get into a couple of the questions. What questions have we got in?
Well, the first one that I read this morning is also one of my favourites. This is from Becky in Lincoln, who asked, if you could live in any decade, which one would you be in?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
This is the complications, because you have to weigh up the fact, like, a lot of people think of fashion when they think of, oh, I would love to live in the 20s because of the flapper fashion,
yeah.
Or I'd love to
There are
live
other
in the
reasons
50s.
Why I wouldn't want to live in the 20s as well.
Well, that's the thing. You have to weigh it up against, do you want to live in that, like, is the aesthetics of that decade worth the sort of political and cultural problems of that decade?
Yes. Sometimes I worry that when we look back at the past, and you'll probably know this from doing film and TV, when you watch cinema and films, it can very much make it more cinematic. And
oh yeah, there's a total romanticized version of most of these decades that, although they look really pretty from the photos, from the films, in reality, there's an awful lot of bad stuff that goes on around at the same time.
Yeah.
So if anything, if I could pick a decade, I'd pick a decade way in the future.
Oh, that's
I want to know what the future's going to be like.
You've taken this question to another stratosphere now, Maisie.
I'm going to say, I don't know specifically, I'd say I'd want to live in the decade 2070.
2070,
because it's not too far away.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it might still, there are things that I still recognise, but not so far that, like, Not too early so that everything's changed.
You still recognise your world,
but
it's changed.
I mean, the
for
world
the
can change a lot in 60 years.
Yeah, I think we've proven that
years.
Over the last 60 years.
But, you know, from 60 years ago, most of the landmarks were the same. The way that sort of we talk to each other is the same. Language wouldn't have evolved too much.
I would slightly disagree.
Well,
but
there are some, like, the basics of being a human being haven't changed.
Yeah, we communicate completely differently than we used to. Like, our grandparents didn't even think about having a mobile phone or a Facebook fan page.
I mean more sort of like the way that you talk to face-to-face, because language changes so much over decades.
Yes.
That you if you go too far into the future, you won't be able to understand a word anyone's saying.
Yeah, I think if I was to pick which decade I'd like to live in, I'd probably go with, oh, this is a really tough one, Maisie. Because, like, we've lived in three decades now. That's scary. I'm 19 and I've lived in three decades. I don't like that, Maisie.
That's just circumstance. It's just complete circumstance.
So what do you think of the 90s? Like, when we look back, because people say to us, oh, you're a 90s kid,
yeah,
and we go, no, we're not really.
Again, it's this romanticised version of the 90s. People, like, I see constantly sort of like, only 90s kids will remember this. So, like, I wouldn't consider myself a 90s kid. I can't remember the 90s. My earliest memory is my fifth birthday, and by then, that was the year 2000.
Yeah,
I'm a total millennial. Which annoys me, because
is it a millennial or is it a noughties?
See, I'm a bit confused whether, because millennials I think is the proper term,
yeah,
but I don't know whether I kind of don't fit in either, because I was born in the 90s, but I wouldn't be considered the right age to be a millennial.
Yeah,
it's very confusing.
We sort of grew up in the millennial, and I remember being a kid and being part of the, you know, beginning of the new millennium, and, like, everything about my childhood was just hearing my parents go, oh, stuff was so much better in the 80s.
Yeah. My mum is the only person who's honest with me from the 80s and says it wasn't that great.
Really?
Like, it was, like, it felt all right at the time, but, you know, it wasn't fun.
Yeah.
But then again, like, I get really annoyed because I have teachers and lecturers, some of them who are only a couple years older than us.
Yeah.
Who are only in their 20s, and they seem to think that we don't know what the world was like before the digital age we're in at the moment. saying sort of like, oh, I remember when I had to go to the library. So I was like, I still go to the library. It's just that the system's changed. I still get out books. I still read the books.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where I can still remember a time before DVDs, before...
I remember going to buy my first DVD player with my dad from Toys R Us.
Yeah, and I mean, I had a VHS player way longer than most people had a VHS player.
Same thing, so did we.
But like, we can still remember a life without these really basic technologies, let alone iPhones, apps, iPods, all that sort of fancy stuff.
Yeah, I've always been very behind on technology. Now I'm sort of catching up a little bit.
Yeah.
But I was always really behind when I was a kid. You know, I was the last person to get an LG cookie.
I never got the LG cookie. That's how far... I still haven't had an LG cookie. I'm that far behind.
You should get one by about
20. LGs are... I do have an LG there, though.
Oh, right. Well,
other mobile phones are available.
Yeah, other mobile phones are available.
Maybe I have caught up.
Let's go into one more question before going to a song.
I would say this one then from Christopher in Lincoln.
Hello, Christopher.
A really basic question. What is your favourite type of cheese?
Ooh, I like, I don't know what it's called. The creamy one.
Brie.
Brie, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say the same.
It's so, so bad for you, I know, but I love it.
Christmas time is my favourite time because there's always a cheese board.
Yeah.
And my mum and dad get the best cheese that they can find on offer. And it's a nice little array. Plus, there's they do good on crackers and pate as well. The cheese board is my favourite part of Christmas.
Yeah, I would like to blame my granddad for my high cholesterol because he always has probably genetically as well. No, I'm only kidding, granddad. He always had cheese boards and things like that. And when we went on the cruises together, he would always get cheese after dinner. After pudding, we'd then get a cheese board. And the other one that I really liked is smoked cheese. Because it tastes like smoked bacon, but cheese.
Oh, no, I can't talk about cheese. We could talk the whole rest of the time we have here about cheese.
Remember that you can keep getting in touch with us at SirenFM on Twitter, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, or on the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or Maisie on the text message with...
07797800716.
And all your text messages will go straight through to our email box and we will read them out on the show. We've got plenty more questions to get through, but I think we're going to go into another song now. Let's play some Taylor Swift. This is Blank Space. Stay tuned to Siren FM. Your name. That was Taylor Swift with Blank Space. We are Squabblebox. You're listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We're going to be with you until about 1 o'clock, where we will be talking today all about, well, we'll be answering your questions with hashtag Ask Us Anything. As we've talked about today already, it's a bit of a miserable day outside, but they're saying today on the BBC weather app that it's going to be highs of 19 degrees, lows of 12 degrees, but with light rain. So it's going to be warm, but the rain might make you stay inside a little bit more than usual. So you don't need the heating on, but but you need to stay dry. That's our alternative weather report for this morning.
It's an alternative weather report because it wasn't very good.
Yeah, that's how isn't that what they do? Isn't that what most places say? Like, when it's not very good, you go, oh, it's alternative.
I have no idea. I'm not touching that.
Yeah, Maisie's going, that is too big a can of worms to open, Kai. I'm only kidding. Now, Maisie, let's get into a few more questions. We've got one in here from Becky in Lincoln, who says, would you be a vegan for 10 years if it added another 30 years to your life?
Oh, I don't know.
Is that how we're going to end this question?
No, it's one of those things where it's like, I could probably live with it. I could happily do it.
Yeah.
Assuming that vegans are allowed cheat days, a bit like a diet.
Oh, I don't think that's... No, I don't think that's allowed.
Well, it depends. Do I have to have the whole sort of vegan outlook as well, or do I just eat vegan food?
I think it's more just have vegan food.
Okay, so... But the problem is that once you start eating vegan, it feels wrong to do anything else that's not vegan, like makeup and clothes and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a big commitment.
I think I could do, like, we've had this conversation before. Long-time listeners to the show know that when it comes to vegetarianism, I thought I was a vegetarian for one part of my life, but I wasn't. My mum was feeding me hamburgers and telling me they were vegetarian. Mother. however, I think I could do it.
Yeah.
If I really commit to something, I can do it.
But that also means that you have to do an extra 30 years of being a vegan as well.
No, because you can... Oh, yeah. No, because you only have to... According to this... We're taking this so seriously.
Yeah.
Would you be a vegan for 10 years if it added another 30 years onto your life?
Oh, I completely... Oh, that completely changes things.
Does that completely change things, maybe? How would you proceed?
I'd do it for 10 years, because that's the thing. After 10 years, I'd probably get so used to it, I'd just stick with it.
Yeah.
And then I'd be able to feel really good about myself. I'm doing it purely for the self-satisfaction that I will gain from being a vegan.
After doing it for about 10 years, though, I think I'd sort of struggle to...
I don't know, a whole decade. You get, like, it takes less than a decade to get into good habits. It only takes, like, 2 months to get into good habits.
I think by the time that 10 years is over, though, I'd probably be there, like, you know what, I'm not really going to bother eating meat now.
Yeah, that's my whole point.
Yeah.
you just live with it. And you get an extra 30 years.
Next question, Maisie. Why is Eton Mess called Eton Mess?
Look, I'm assuming it was invented in Eton and it's supposed to look messy. That's kind of the whole point of it.
Is that the nickname for Boris Johnson? Eat a mess. Moving away from the politics jokes.
Although that was very good, I like that one.
What is your... Other politicians are available. What is your opinion on the song A Whole New World?
I like it. I have good childhood memories from that song.
Yeah.
Because that was the song that we sung in assembly occasionally.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to mix it up. And I was once in a production of Aladdin, a school production of Aladdin.
Yeah.
Guess what role I had?
I'm not sure. What
role
did you have?
I was Prince number 3.
Ooh, Prince number 3, that well-known prince.
Yeah, one of the many suitors for Jasmine.
Like, can you imagine if...
I was only in year 8, so I wasn't given a proper role.
Like, if I got a job at Disney and I was told, like, yeah, you're going to go out into Disney World in one of the characters, and I'd be there like, oh, which character am I going to be? Am I going to be Woody?
Like, you have to train for years for this.
And you are Prince number 3. Did you say Prince Ali? No, Prince number 3.
What do I do? You just stand there
get
picked.
You mentioned about songs that you sang at school, though.
Yeah.
What other songs did you sing in school assemblies?
We sung a lot of hymns, but we had one music teacher who came once a week on a Thursday afternoon.
Okay.
And he did the fun songs with us.
Right.
So he occasionally did a couple of hymns, but he did an awful lot of Disney songs with us. And I think that was it. I don't think he went into, like, pop classics or anything.
Yeah.
Apart from, he did go into a little bit of rock and roll with Don't Stop Believing. No, it wasn't Don't Stop Believing. It was the other one. Oh, I've completely forgotten it.
Bohemian Rhapsody? Is it a Queen song?
No, it's not a Queen song. And neither is Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, no, it's not, is it?
Don't Stop Believing.
Don't
Stop Believing's Journey.
Well, yeah, oh.
It's a good thing we don't do, like, a proper music-heavy kind of show.
I was thinking Don't Stop Me Now. I thought that's what you said.
No, Living on a Prayer, that's
Living
it.
On a Prayer.
Yeah, completely the wrong area to be in.
We used to sing a song, and I don't know whether you ever sung this, and if anyone else sung it at school, please let me know. But do you remember it went, Monday, we'll have fun day, Tuesday, read the news day, Wednesday.
No.
Do you not remember that? We used to love that song.
I bet you did. It sounds fun.
There was also the time where the local pantomime came to visit once a year, and they started doing Is This the Way to Amarillo at the end, because it was big back then. I think it was like 2006 when Peter Kay had re-released it with Tony Christie doing the whole music video for Comic Relief.
Yeah.
And The one thing I remember about that was all the kids, it was that phase where the easy chant came back, you know, easy, easy. Do you not remember this?
No.
Like, well, you clapped above your head.
You
clapped above your head, and it was a really big thing in, like, the 80s for the wrestler Big Daddy, the UK wrestler. And they used to do easy, easy above your head. Well, all the kids started doing that during Is This the Way to Amarillo? And all the teachers went mental. They were not happy.
Yeah. I was once thrown out of a similar show because we had, you know, you have those sort of like small troops of players who come to schools to do like educational shows.
Yeah.
I was once kicked out of one because I was being naughty.
Oh, amazing.
Like, I was a pretty well-behaved child.
What did you do?
I was just talking to the girl next to me and we were being really loud.
Oh.
And we were quite close to the front as well, so we were asked to leave. And then, well, I cried because I got in trouble.
Remember, you can keep sending in your messages and your questions to hashtag AskUsAnything at SirenFM on Twitter, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, our Facebook page Squabblebox, the Radio Player app, or Maisie.
Or on, you can text us on the phone number 077 97 800 706.
Now it's only fitting that we go into this next song. It's A Whole New World. Stay tuned.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride.
You're listening to Siren FM. That was A Whole New World. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show. We're going to be with you until 1 o'clock. It's now 11:41-ish, and we are doing hashtag AskUsAnything this morning. Yes, you can send in your questions to @SirenFM on Twitter, the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, the Radio Player app, or Maisie. They can send in their messages too.
They can text us at 077 97 800 716.
Yes, you can. So we're answering all the big questions this morning. This one's been sent in by Chris in Lincoln, Maisie, who says, do you like ironing?
I don't like watching you iron.
You don't like watching me iron?
No,
why
don't
you like watching me iron?
You do it wrong.
Why?
You do it wrong. That's it.
The problem is, we don't have an ironing board.
We don't have an ironing board.
that's the main struggle that we have with this.
I'm pretty sure you can get like special covers so that you can turn stuff like coffee tables and like cabinets, like top of cabinets, obviously.
Well, we're moving house soon, so we should probably get an ironing board.
We should, but I never use an ironing board. I don't tend to buy clothes that crease.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see
it's
what you
simple as.
I can see what you mean by that, Maisie. So, like I said, you can send in all your messages throughout the show, and we will try to answer them the best that we can. Maisie, do you know what love is? People are trolling us now with these questions.
Yeah. See, you're allowed to sing on the radio. I'm not.
I'm not really allowed to sing on the radio, Maisie. So
yeah. I like that song, though.
I've been thinking back to, because earlier on in the show we were talking about naming our street.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of something that I would name our street.
The street that we live on together.
Yeah. Like, I think that... Oh, I'm having a mind blank now, though. Can you think of any other names that we could... call it? Like, what if you had to name it after someone? Who's the most influential?
Yes,
influential person that you that links to you.
That links to me.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I quite like Agatha Christie or Terry Pratchett.
Oh yeah, you do love Terry Pratchett.
I would live on any street that was named after Terry Pratchett, even if it's like the most run-down street of all.
Yeah, I think I would probably have to name it. I'd probably have to name it after a comedian.
Yeah,
because I do like my
stand-up
comedy.
You would live on
comedy.
Peter K Street.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there is a K Street somewhere. So Maisie, any other questions? It can be just a question that you want to ask me, a random question off the top of your head. You can ask me any question.
Well, I've drawn a blank because I don't tend to hold questions for you. I tend to just ask you. Oh, yeah. This is actually quite difficult to think of on the spot. I don't know how our audience does it.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they do it.
Although, I'm pretty sure we had a text in earlier.
Oh, yes, we did. We've got a text in. We got a text in from Jack in Lincoln who says, what's the best show on at the moment?
Oh,
so I presume this is television shows.
Yeah, I mean, we've already spoken about our guilty pleasure.
Oh,
but
yes.
I wouldn't say it's the best thing on
TV. No, it's very, very entertaining. We're talking about Love Island on ITV2.
I'm very excited because tonight it's the battle for Winterfell in Game of Thrones.
Oh,
I'm not allowed to say what it's actually being called because it's got a rude word in it. But yeah, I'm all excited for that because it's something Game of Thrones has started doing. Is their penultimate episode, which is the one before last, has started to become the big battle one.
Yes.
There's always a battle in episode 9, and then episode 10 tends to be the rounding things off and starting new cliffhangers and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but I'm very excited, which means I have to stay off the internet today. Because America's already seen it.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Like, I have to do that a lot.
I think they've already seen it. They might have. Have they already seen it? Yeah.
Yeah, America have already seen it. But are you really looking forward to it then?
I'm really looking forward to it. I'm probably going to have to take a nap, though.
I've never got into Game of Thrones.
No.
Because I struggled to get into it. I never really found interest. I've never found interest in a lot of shows like it. I'm not massively into American TV. I never got into Breaking Bad.
No.
I never got into Prison Break. I haven't got into Game of Thrones. It just seems like... Am I missing out?
I don't know. It depends, because I know you quite well, and I know your taste quite well. And I feel like you're not really into drama. Not big, over-the-top drama. You like your subtle dramas, like The A Word.
Yes.
And stuff like that. So, no, I don't think you would enjoy them. And even though I love it, and I would love to be able to talk to you about it, I know that it's not worth trying to force it on you, because you wouldn't really enjoy it. And then that would make me feel bad for trying to make you watch it.
Do you know what I have started watching recently?
Oh,
and
yeah.
It started years ago. However, I've just started watching it on a streaming site, a streaming app. And that is 2012.
Oh, yeah.
Have you watched this?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. I'm loving it.
They then went on to... Because it was all about the roundup towards the 2012 Olympics.
Yes, and then they've brought out another series. They did two series of that, and then they've brought out another series called W1A.
Yeah, I love the fact that it was all about... Because before the 2012 Olympics in London... Everybody in England was going, oh, it's going to be awful. It's not going to be fun. We're going to ruin it for everyone.
Yeah.
We can't possibly compare to Beijing, who did the great grand sort of ceremony and everyone had a great time. And it was all about, and 2012 was all about the people behind the scenes of the planning for the Olympics.
Yes.
And all about how they were really messing up.
Yeah, it's
and
so,
they were getting everything wrong. And
it's so stereotypical British humour.
I know.
Like, it's ace.
But the thing is, it's all about how the people behind the scenes are doing a really bad job. And then London 2012 was amazing.
Yes.
It was the best.
Yeah, like, the main worry was that, you know, oh, the car parking and the bit of traffic here and there. Like, I never visited London during the time, but apparently it wasn't as bad
as
people were expecting. But it's a really, really funny show, is 2012. And I'm only on the fourth episode now, but it stars Hugh Bonneville, who's awesome. Yep. And the other person in it that I noticed was Olivia Colman's in it.
Yes.
And, like, she's in everything now. But in this show, she's a very sort of small character, doesn't have many lines, or at least from what I've seen yet. You know, I haven't seen the ending. No spoilers, please.
Spoilers something called 2012.
Spoilers. The games went ahead okay.
Yeah, that's the worst thing about not watching it with, like, as it was actually building up.
Yeah. Well, like, they're going to actually show it going badly on the... Well,
they can't, because that's the whole reason why... That's the whole sort of build-up for the third season when they changed the name to W1A, I think?
Yes, because they have moved... Hugh Bonneville's got a new job.
Because 2012 went so well, he gets given a new job.
At the BBC. But it's really, really cool thing. Other shows, Maisie, that you're liking at the minute.
Ooh, you've
really got into a show...
I have!
A cartoon recently.
I've missed out for years, because Family Guy, which I don't recommend for viewers younger than whatever... What is the... The max
18.
Age, 18.
Yeah.
Is it really 18?
Yeah, okay. It's 18.
Yeah, it's an 18-plus show. But I never used to watch it, because even though it was an 18-plus, I knew an awful lot of kids at school who watched
it.
Yes. And the kind of people who watched it when I was at school, I didn't trust their taste on anything, because they weren't particularly funny kids, but they would always repeat Family Guy jokes to each other constantly. So it made me not want to watch it. And it wasn't until recently that it came on after a show we were watching, and no one could be bothered to turn the channel over, and I actually really enjoyed it.
You really enjoyed it, and that's what surprised me, because I thought it'd be a little bit too risque for you.
Oh, no, I don't mind things being risque. I just, I don't like humour. A lot of the time, I don't like humour that's too obvious.
Yeah.
Which I thought Family Guy was, and it is in places, and it is quite...
It's nice, relaxing TV. When I first came to uni, I started watching it on a night for the first sort of few weeks when I didn't know many people around here, and I was in bed by 11 o'clock every night. But I really enjoyed it. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Once again, a little reminder that please do not go and watch it if you are under the age of 18.
Yes.
It is only for people over the age of 18.
Well, let's go on to talking about some family shows then that we like.
Yes, family shows, Maisie. What's the first one that comes to your mind?
When I think of shows that me and my family watch together, because we tend to go through phases of watching lots of stuff together, a lot of stuff we watch together, stuff like Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I've never seen this.
You haven't?
No, I have.
You've seen bits of it and you told me it was rubbish.
It's on E4 at the minute, and it's the police show.
Yeah,
I do not like it.
You don't like it.
No.
My mum and dad quite like Big Bang Theory, and I'm into it, but I've gotten to the point where, like, as a teenager I was obsessed with it.
Yes.
And as I've gotten older, I've stepped back a little bit and understood it. You know, it's just a sitcom, it's not that big a deal.
I got my mum to watch Big Bang Theory with me. She sort of was sat there on her phone, not really watching it, and I said, oh, I'm going to put Big Bang Theory, and she said, oh, this rubbish, and then she sat, and then I love it when you're watching something with someone who's not really interested, and then they just start laughing.
My dad has a not watching position when he'll come over and say, oh, that's rubbish, I'm going to go do my own thing, but then he'll stand at the door and watch it from the door, which is weird because he won't accept it enough to go and sit down and watch it with us. He'll just watch it from the door and pretend he's doing something else.
Remember, you can keep sending in your messages. We love hearing from you, and we're going to be asking you're going to be asking us all the questions today. We love Mondays because basically you write the show for us. So you can send in your messages to @SirenFM on Twitter, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, or on the Facebook fan page Squabble Box. Stay tuned to Siren FM throughout the day. There's some great shows coming up after us. We're going to be with you until 1 o'clock. Myself and Maisie doing #AskUsAnything. So I think it's time, Maisie, to go into another song. We'll be right back after the news at 12. This is The First Cut Is the Deepest by Rod Stewart. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
I would have given you all of my heart, but there's someone who's torn it apart.
You're listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. Kai was just talking into thin air there because his microphone wasn't in front of him. That's a brilliant start to this hour, isn't it? Oh, that's what happens with live radio, ladies and gentlemen. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show, right here on Siren FM. That was Kiss from a Rose by Seal, and that was requested by Olivia from Sleaford, who is listening via the Radio Player app. So thank you for listening, Olivia, and stay tuned to the rest. I'm sorry, I have completely misread the name. It's not Olivia, it's Oliver.
Oh dear.
I'm sorry, Oliver.
Well, there's nothing I need to apologise for, because I've been saying the number wrong all morning.
You have, Maisie.
Shall we read it out properly?
Yes. Remember, if you want to get in touch, you can do by going to @SirenFM on Twitter. Today, we're doing #AskUsAnything. This hour is going so well already. You can get in touch in the many different ways on Twitter @SirenFM, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, or on our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. But you can also get in touch by texting us.
Can I try again?
Do you want to try again, Maisie?
I've got it here. If you want to text in your questions, you can text in at 077 97 800 716.
716. That's 077 97 800 716.
I'm very sorry to anyone who may have been texting in the wrong number.
And we're also very sorry to the person who's probably getting all of those text messages.
Be a very confusing situation.
But as I said, just asking them, you know, what's your favourite board game? So keep sending in all your questions to us and we'll answer them as the show goes on. And that's what many people have been doing this morning, Maisie, haven't they?
They have indeed.
They have. Now, I have been looking at some of the questions and I've got one here, which is, Maisie, what is your pet peeve?
I have a lot of pet peeves.
Shall we break them down?
Like, you live with me. You are my main pet peeve.
Am I your main pet peeve?
You do so much. Eating with your mouth open.
Yeah.
Eating loudly.
Yep.
Putting condiments on pasta as if they're sauces.
Yeah, I have no problem with putting mayonnaise or salad cream on pasta.
The way that you hold your knife and fork.
Which I didn't realise was a problem.
To be fair, you're left-handed, so it is a little bit more difficult for you. I'll give you that much.
Yeah.
What else about you that I don't like? let's think. No, most of my pet peeves are really little things that I can mostly brush off. But when it's you, I feel like I can actually tell you to stop.
Yeah, I know what you mean there. I know what you mean.
It's like if I didn't know you very well, I'd just shrug it off. But because I know you and I want to better you.
Whoever sent in the pet peeve question probably wants to start an argument because, you know, they know we are flatmates, we're housemates, and if we start talking about pet peeves, it's probably about each other.
Yeah. I mean, there are some grosser ones, but I won't disclose them on the internet.
On the airwaves
or the internet, because of course you can also listen via the Radio Player app.
Yes, you can.
Did I save it?
Maisie, what is your lucky number?
Eight.
Why?
Actually, well, because it's just a number I've always liked. And I remember at 8 years old, remember thinking...
Everything happened.
Everything happened when I was eight. And I also remember, I wish I could be eight for the rest of my life. I don't want to grow up and have responsibilities. But as well as that, my mum and dad's lucky number is actually 13.
Oh, right.
We have the house number 13.
Ooh.
Which is why I'm glad I didn't tell you the address earlier. My house number is 13. Their wedding anniversary is on the 13th.
Yes.
And there was something else with 13 in it. Oh, yeah, their 13th anniversary was on the 13th of something or other.
In 2013?
Yeah,
really?
That was it.
Oh, wow.
Because they got married in the year 2000. Oh. So yeah, 13's a good number for my parents because they're still very happily married.
But, you know, if they ever do get a divorce, they can use that as an excuse. Or the unlucky number 13.
Yeah, well, you're not supposed to get married on the 13th at all. It's supposed to be bad juju.
All right.
Same as seeing the bride before the wedding day, stuff like that. Oh. But my mum and dad just sort of threw caution to the wind and went, well, we've been together for, 8 years now anyway. We might as well not bother.
Oh, well.
With all that superstition.
Fair enough. I think that was a good question, that. Thank you for sending that in. Now, all these questions are like, which habit of mine annoys you the most?
I think you've just listed them all. If I had to pick one that annoys me more than anything else in the world... It's when you try and ask me questions first thing in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
When anyone does that. And it's my fault. It's not other people's fault. It's perfectly normal to say, did you have a good night's sleep? Or what are you up to today? It's because I'm so easily irritated in the morning. And it's one of the things I hate about myself.
Okay. I saw something on Facebook, actually, yesterday, a meme that's been going around that actually I nearly tagged you in it. And then I was like, but I don't know what mood she's in. I don't know whether she's had coffee yet. Maybe it's not the best idea.
You make me sound like such a monster.
It's the definition. It's a definition like in a dictionary.
Oh, I can see it from here.
And it says hangry.
Yes. I get very hangry.
A state of anger caused by lack of food may evoke negative change. An emotional state. Translation, feed me or I'll kill you.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty much what it's like with me and you in the morning.
If I'm angry, if I'm irrationally angry, if there's nothing that set me off, if something really minor set me off that wouldn't normally make me angry, it's either a lack of caffeine or a lack of food. Or a lack of sleep, actually. There are a lot of things
There are a lot of things that set you off.
I'm the worst roommate. I'm sorry. How do you live with me?
I gotta admit, I once, like my grandparents, I've told you this before, but I came off the show a few weeks ago. And like, me and Maisie, the whole point of Squabblebox is we do squabble a bit. But my grandparents rang me up and they were like... My grandparents rang me up and they were like, Maisie was a little bit... She likes to have a go at you a bit, doesn't she? I was like, yes, she does. Thank you.
No, I'm not as bad as some of our other roommates.
No, that's true. So, Maisie, I think it's time to go into another song.
We will indeed.
So once we get back, we're going to do our quiz question for the morning. So stay tuned for that. You might need a pen and paper. We'll see. But this is going back to when you were 8, Maisie, because this is Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus.
Yay!
Stay tuned to Siren FM. Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren FM. We're going to be with you for the next 40 minutes or so until we send you into the news. But we are going to be talking all today, answering your questions with hashtag Ask Us Anything. You can get in touch in the many different ways on Twitter at SirenFM, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, our Facebook fan page Squabblebox, the Radio Player app, or on the text at 07797 800 716. So make sure you get in touch with that. There's plenty of ways to get in touch now and ask us anything. We just can't. Maisie, say your bit.
We can't promise we'll read them out. Now, has my responsibilities at reading these out gone away now? Have I ruined it?
Do you know what I've found funny as well, Maisie? Underneath, we have a piece of paper. Let's break down the fourth wall. In the studio, we have a piece of paper with all these details on.
Can you even imagine that we didn't know all of these off the top of our head?
I know every one of them except for the phone number.
Okay, I'm going to tell you why I got confused, because... You know, I've said so many times on the show, I am dyslexic. So when I saw the one written out as one,
yes.
I saw the O at the beginning of one and thought zero.
Yeah.
Because that's how my brain works, because it's a little funny.
So make sure you keep sending in all your questions and we'll read them out as the show goes on. But first, it's time for... It's time for the Don't Google It quiz! Amazing, that is the first time you've heard that jingle. What are your thoughts?
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Do you not like
it? I want to go home, it's awful.
I threw that together. Yeah,
so you say you threw it together. This is where I'm going to find out after the show that it took you 2 hours.
I spent like 4 hours on it. No, I didn't really. So like
maybe
we said...
I think we might need to get other people to do the voiceovers for us.
So this is the Don't Google It quiz. And it's really that simple. We're going to give you a quiz question and we ask you to not Google it. Really, guys, that simple. Stick by the rules because...
It's going on... It's an honour system.
Yes.
We can't prove that you haven't Googled it, or that you have.
Games are much more fun. Games are much more fun when we stick by the rules.
And rules are there to regulate the fun.
So, Maisie, this week, Tim Peake returned from space. He's been up there 6 months, which to me only made me realise... I only had two questions, and that's, where has this year gone? Because I remember him going up to space, and that feels like... 2 days ago. And the other question is, what's he been doing up there? He's done everything.
Yeah, that's kind of the whole point of going into space, is to, look at stuff.
But what other stuff... But what has he actually done for work? Because I've been watching, the videos of him. He got chased by a guy in a gorilla suit in space.
Yeah.
He watched the football. He ran a marathon. Have you not heard about that?
In space?
Yeah, he started off the... by video message, he started off the London Marathon.
Oh, awesome.
And then he ran it on a treadmill in space. He became the first person in space to run a marathon.
That's pretty cool.
And
so he's been doing sort of like... So I'm assuming he's doing like actual like... Doing maintenance and making food.
I think he's in charge up there. Oh, he was. Yeah. But
wasn't until the gorilla came.
The best bit was at the Brit Awards, because do you know what he did at the Brit Awards?
Oh no!
He handed out an award to Adele. They went live to the International Space Station, and he was there in a all-in-one suit, which was like a T-shirt with a suit drawn on it.
Oh yeah, that's adorable.
And he was there like, I'm sorry that I can't get down there to give you the award myself, but I'd like
That's lovely.
It is, and
isn't it a wonderful world of technology that we live in?
And that is where our quiz question this morning is sort of based around, and that is that on this day, U.S. spaceman John Glenn, the U.S. spaceman, he was the first American to orbit the Earth, and he landed safely in the Atlantic Ocean. That's John Glenn. He was the first American to orbit the Earth and safely land back to Earth in the Atlantic Ocean. Now, what we're asking you is, it was on this day... But what year was this? Make sure you have a go, have a guess, and we'll see if anyone gets the correct answer. So we're looking for John Glenn, the first US spaceman to orbit the Earth and arrive back on Earth in the Atlantic Ocean. What year did this happen?
And if they want to get in touch with their answers, Kai, where can they do that?
You can find us on Twitter at SirenFM, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, on the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, on the Radio Player app, or you can get in touch with us by text message 07797 800 716. We love hearing from you, and we'll be taking your questions more as the show goes on. But Maisie, I think it's time to go into another song, and that'll be coming up just after this.
Jazz, rock, dance, and all your other musical needs on Siren FM.
Anywhere you want. She left.
You're listening to Siren FM. That was Journey with Anywhere You Want It. That was sent in for Jack in Lincoln. Jack, I hope you enjoyed that. And we are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show, right here on Siren FM. Today we're doing hashtag Ask Us Anything. So get your questions sent in to us at Siren FM on Twitter, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, on the text message 07797 800 716, or on our Facebook fan page Squabblebox. You can get to that by going to www.facebook.com/squabblebox on Siren. So Maisie,
yes.
Let's get into a few more questions, because once again I've gone to a website which is I'm loving
okay,
this
so
website.
The website we've had before, we've had this things is, to ask girls.
This is 150 plus random questions to ask a girl.
And again, is this the
yeah,
same one?
This is the same one. And, you know, you're a girl.
I am a girl.
There's enough stuff on here to keep us going for... We could do...
Like, we could do every show based on this.
Yes. Have you ever been canoeing or kayaking?
No.
No?
I haven't. I was offered to, because I used to do Duke of Edinburgh Award, which
yes.
I would very much recommend. It's a nice sort of... It's a nice kind of thing to do. And it's a sort of organisation I really like, but I've never done my gold. I did the bronze, I did the silver, I didn't do gold. The reason I didn't do gold is partly because the first two for me were too difficult. I was very, very bad at the hiking part, because I'm not a particularly strong person.
Yeah.
And the people who I would be teamed up with were, so they would have to wait for me and I would be the slowest person. It was never much fun. And the friend of mine that I did it with, there was an option at our college to do kayaking for your gold. So instead
yes.
of doing a hike, you did the kayak. And I thought, well, I've got pretty good upper body strength, or reasonably good upper body strength, so I could do that. And I could get stronger at swimming as well, because obviously I'd have to learn how to really be able to swim with going along canals and stuff. So I thought that would be great. And I told him about it, and I said, yeah, I'd like to do that with you. But I missed the meeting for it. He then came over to me. He then sent me a text message a couple of days later saying, "You need to pay your deposit by today. It's £100."
Ooh.
And it's going to be £400 overall.
Oh.
And I turned around to him and went, "I can't. Do you really think I can get £200 by tomorrow out of thin air?"
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I haven't even had a chance to mention it to my parents yet. So I ended up not going because it just the cost was too high.
Yeah, I did Duke of Edinburgh. I did the bronze award, and I really, really enjoyed it. I didn't do kayaking for Duke of Edinburgh, but I did it in Cubs, and I did it for which was just in like a glorified like swimming pool. But I also did it in Robin Wood.
Robin Wood,
which was somewhere in... Where is it? Because
I have no idea.
I'm not sure. If anyone else went to Robin Wood with school, please let us know. I think it might be around this area, actually.
My dad, at the local marina where we... back in my hometown, there is a local marina, and he actually tried doing some boating there.
All right.
Because basically, there's a couple people in my family who do boating. I don't know if that's the proper term.
Yeah.
But basically, they sail. They do like on the catfish kind of boats, not catfish boats. They're the small boats that you don't live in them, but you go off for a quick sort of go around in them, and you can race in them.
Yes.
And my dad had a go at this, and he loved it so much that when he got home after a holiday where he'd been doing this with some of my other relatives, he came back and he got all of the gear and he went to the marina and he started doing sailing lessons.
Yeah.
Because my dad is so prepared for retirement at this point. He's only in his late 40s, but he's so prepared for retirement.
Let's go into another question, Maisie. We've got one here that says, what would your superhero name be?
Oh, I thought about this a lot.
Oh, right.
I have thought about this a lot. And it would be the same as my Twitter, probably.
It
would be November. No, it would be November Storm.
November Storm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, November Storm because?
Because I was born in November and my middle name is Storm.
So that would make me July Joshua.
Well, that sounds like one of those rainbow fairies I was talking about last week.
Yeah. If I had to think of a superhero name, I never really massively into superheroes, but being a big wrestling fan, yeah. I did think of my wrestling name. And when I was a kid, I always went with, because there was a wrestler called Greg the Hammer Valentine.
An
old wrestler from the 80s, 70s, Greg the Hammer Valentine. So I, being Kai Valentine, said that my name would be Kai the Spanner Valentine. Which I think back and I go,
that's a really cute parody name, though.
Yeah, Spanner is probably the
you don't want to be a Spanner.
Yeah, who wants to be a Spanner? Yeah. I think it's just because it rhymed.
Because it rhymed and because... You copy people.
Yeah.
You are not an original artist.
No. What would you name me if I had
If you became a superhero? I don't know. It depends what your power would be. Because I think that the name should really relate back to
power.
All right,
then what power do you think I should have?
We did a sort of awkward web series once where you had super strength. I think you would have super strength.
Yeah, did I have super strength?
You had super strength.
Oh, yeah, I was like, yeah.
I remember it as super strength, but other people don't, apparently. But I would give you super strength.
Yeah.
I'd say you'd be super strength, and you would probably be a wrestling-themed kind of superhero as well.
I'd be that fan that's, like, 8 years old and still living like he's 8 years old and pretending to be his favourite wrestler. Every time the John Cena meme comes on, every time you're watching a video, I start cheering. No, I'm not like that, really.
I'm not that bad.
So, Maisie, I think it's time to go into another song. This one has been sent in by Tom Stevens from Siren Simply Jazz, which you can hear tomorrow, Tuesdays, 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. And this is Fever by Michael Bublé.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me. Listen to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever. Be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give you fever. When you kiss on fever, if you live in one.
Fever!
To your shizzle, what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn, what a lovely way to burn, what a lovely way to burn.
You're listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show. And that applause, unfortunately, was not for us,
but it was
for Michael Bublé with Fever. Thank you for sending that in, Tom Stevens.
I was just thinking that.
Yes?
I bet you absolutely love the feeling of talking over clapping.
I know, it's
brilliant. Over the applause.
You're really feeding my ego there.
Yeah, if it needs feeding.
Yeah. So, Maisie, we have been answering everyone's questions today with hashtag AskUsAnything. We'll get back to that in a second. However, we're going to mention once again our Don't Google It quiz. And this week, to celebrate Tim Peake's success, return to Earth from what seems like a very fun time up in the International Space Station, we are asking you, what year did US spaceman US spaceman John Glenn, what year did he successfully orbit the Earth and become the first American to successfully orbit the Earth and land safely in the Atlantic Ocean? It happened on this day, but what year did that take place? You can get in touch and send in your hashtag AskUsAnythings as well as your answers to @SirenFM on Twitter, the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, the Radio Player app, or on the text message to 077 97 800 716. We love hearing from you, and we're going to be answering more of your questions as the show goes on. So Maisie, are you enjoying the show so far?
Of course, I always enjoy the show.
that sounded a little bit
a little bit forced,
but you know, I'll run with that. I'm happy to run with that.
Oh no, I do always enjoy the show. It's one of the highlights of my week, especially in a very long summer.
Yes. Now, we have had a message in from on Twitter. They've got in touch via @SirenFM, and this is from Articulate Spice, @ArticulateSpice, who say, which I love that.
That's pretty good.
I think that wins the Twitter handles.
I don't know. Mine's pretty good.
And they say, the most important question that the universe has ever asked, cake or pie?
Ooh. Depends on what kind of pie it is.
Or just the
idea of pie.
Right, let's break it down then, Maisie, because this is obviously a very serious topic.
I'm savoury over sweet every time.
Yes.
So if it's a savoury pie, if it's like a meat pie,
yes,
then pie.
So you like savoury over sweet.
I like
this
savoury
is
sweet.
The biggest decision that we're going to have to make this week, Maisie.
Oh dear.
Cake or pie. And I do like cake. I like it when...
I know you like cake. Because some people like to steal lemon cake, don't they, Kai?
Oh, Maisie, we've been through this. I didn't steal your lemon cake.
You did. No, I said you could have a slice of it, and you took half of it. I'm still upset about the lemon cake.
But let's get back to the question,
okay.
Because cake, yeah. I like it. I'll have a sweet tooth here and there, and when I really want cake, I'll really want cake. Like, when I want...
When there's cake in the house, you eat it.
Yeah, but normally I was always the kid that would rather have another steak than a pudding. were you like that, or were you more, did you like your puddings as a child?
As a child, I loved puddings. I had a very sweet tooth as a child. Anyone who knew me as a child can contest to this, because I used to eat ridiculous amounts of sweets, and it would be everything that my pocket money would get spent on. Was like Lucky Dip bags from the corner shop.
Oh yeah.
So stuff like that, and it wasn't until I turned about 18, 20 that I realised that actually I don't like sweets that much.
Yeah.
But I think it's because of the aftermath of the sweets. Like, they always taste really good, but they always make me feel really bad afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, I can see
and
what
it's
you
that,
mean.
It's that sort of sickness and that grogginess that they give me that makes me not want to eat more. And it's also one of those things where I don't tend to see sweets and think, oh yeah, I need some of those. Whereas with like savouries, I do. And it's the same thing with like chocolate. Like, sometimes I really want chocolate. I do get cravings for it. But other times I look at it and I think, nah, I can miss out.
When you was a kid,
yeah,
and you went to the shop with your little bit of pocket money, yeah, and you went and you could buy anything in the shop,
yeah,
that was under the price of like 50p,
yeah,
which was pretty much everything when we were a kid.
Oh, the good old days,
back in day. What was your first choice of sweet or chocolate?
I would get, like I said a minute ago, I would get the Lucky Dip bags, because then you get a little
bit
of everything.
Yes.
You get a toffee, you get one of the flying saucers with the sherbet in. You get a lollipop, and lollipops are my thing. Like, if I'm going to have something that's sweet, it's a lollipop.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Or any hard-boiled sweets. Sweets that last a long time.
I always liked the really sour sweet.
Yeah.
They
do make me feel very ill.
Yeah.
I don't tend to eat them very often.
But the other thing that I used to get was, when it was choice of chocolate, I used to always like caramel.
I was the same.
Just Cadbury's caramel.
Because it's basically
other chocolates are available.
It's pretty much just, you basically, you get an injection of pure sugar, nearly,
yes,
straight into your system. It's great.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. So back to pie, because we're really breaking down this question, Maisie. It's the important question of the week, cake or pie. And I think when it comes to pie, I like lemon meringue pie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There are also sweet pies. sweet pies do exist. I forget that sometimes.
What would your choice of pie be? Would you?
My ultimate choice of pie is chicken and mushroom.
Chicken and mushroom. Mm. Ooh, that's a good choice of pie, Maisie.
Well, this is the thing. The thing is that all cake is good.
Yes.
But pie could be bad because it's either the filling doesn't taste very nice or the pastry doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, bad pastry kind of ruins a pie.
Yeah.
They're also harder to heat. I don't think I've ever got a pie that, from like a frozen pies?
Yes.
I've never been able to properly cook a frozen pie without burning it.
Oh, really?
Because to actually get the middle hot and properly cooked, you have to, like, the top is burnt by the time that's done.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
If anyone has any, like, secret tips for how to cook a frozen pie, you would be my saviour.
Yes. Well, thank you for that question, at Articulate Spice. Keep sending in your messages. Keep listening. It's great to hear from you. Remember, you can keep sending in your messages to @SirenFM on Twitter, the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, the Radio Player app, our Facebook fan page, Squabble Box, or on the text message 077 800 716. We love hearing from you and getting all your hashtag ask us anything questions. Now, Maisie, there's one here that I love, and I think it wins the question for the day.
Is it the one that we're going to be rounding off with?
Well, we've got a little bit more time, so don't worry.
Okay.
But we got one here that says, "Do you, what do you prefer, eating salsa or dancing it?"
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a play on words. That's the best play on words I've ever heard.
Which do you prefer, Maisie? Eating salsa or dancing it?
I've never danced salsa.
Have you
My
not?
Sister did salsa lessons for a little while, and she really loved it. I think I would love to have a go. Because I enjoy dancing, but I've gotten to the point now where I'm past club dancing.
Yes.
It's not for me anymore. I don't enjoy it as much as I used to. But I would like to actually have dancing lessons. It's just whether or not I can afford to go to a weekly class.
My mum was a dancer, and she used to also have the salsa size videos and DVDs where you did it in your front room, and I'd very rarely get dragged it up to do it with her.
When me and my sister played together, we would dance. We would be a dancing couple.
Yes.
And we would do, like, we would try to do, like, tango and stuff, and obviously we were too little to actually be doing it properly, but I have very good memories of me and my sister dancing around the living room together.
Yeah, we've actually been dancing in our front room recently, haven't we, Maisie?
Yes.
Because we started doing Just Dance
on
the
Xbox
Connect.
Yeah, we have Just Dance 2016.
And it's it's fun.
Other game stations are available.
Yes, other game stations are available, and other dancing games in front of your television are available. But I really enjoy it. I think it's really, really cool.
I enjoy it. I find it a lot of fun. The only problem is the camera for the Kinect. It freaks me out. It makes me feel very... it feels very invasive.
Because it's on its side, it makes you... And
it makes everything wider.
Yeah.
So I'm already self-conscious enough as it is.
Yeah.
To have a wider version of me dancing terribly back at me makes me very self-conscious.
It is really, really... A really, really fun game, though.
It is a good game.
I feel like I've been... I felt like I was getting so much exercise
from
it.
You were. This is the funny thing. It's not really a pet peeve, but I find it hilarious that you can't not do the Elvis legs.
No.
Because it's what you've been doing from a young age. You've always done the Elvis legs, so when everyone else is dancing, like, the actual dancer on the screen is keeping their legs reasonably straight, but they're, like, moving it side to side a bit.
Yes.
You will do a full, like, wiggle. Your knees will start buckling, and you're putting so much extra effort into what you're doing, so no wonder you're always way more out of breath than anyone else after a song.
Yeah, but you know what? I win, so that's all that matters.
Yeah. But this is a problem. Our living room's way too small at the minute as well.
It is.
So we can't play... We can have, like, two people max, and even then we keep hitting each other.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
It's really, really fun. I think it's time to start rounding off today's show, Maisie. It's been a great show, and it's time to give the answer to our quiz.
Did anybody get it right, Kai?
We are here to announce that nobody has got it correct.
Oh,
the closest person was Alicia from Huddersfield, who said 1964. Now, for people who weren't listening, this is US spaceman John Glenn orbited the Earth. He was the first American to orbit the Earth and land safely in the Atlantic Ocean. That was on this day, but in what year? Alicia said 1964, but it was 1962. So thank you to everyone else who sent in your answers. Alicia, you're the closest, so do we give her the win?
I think so.
I think that's quite good for someone who's actually under the age of 20. I think she did very, very well there. So, Alicia, congratulations. You win today's quiz. Now, it's time to round off today's show. We'd like to thank you all for listening. Remember that you can listen to us again by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes or going to www.trendingtopicsnetwork.com. The whole network is brilliant. Loads of cool stuff there. Also, stay tuned to Siren FM. As I mentioned earlier, we've got Tom Stevens, who is on tomorrow 11 to 1 p.m. with Siren Simply Jazz. And we also have our friends at Siren On Topic, Drive Time On Topic, starting tomorrow at 5 till 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. Make sure you stay tuned for that here on Siren FM. But I think that ends our show today, Maisie.
It does indeed. It's been a fantastic morning in the studio, even if it hasn't been quite so nice outside.
It's starting to brighten up as the day goes on. We hope that you'll have a wonderful few days. We will be back here on Thursday for more Squabble Box. So this is Crazy in Love by Beyoncé. We'd like to thank you for listening and stay tuned to Siren FM. Of people in the world, the ones that entertain and the ones that observe. One baby, I put on a show kind of girl. Thank you for listening to this episode of Squabblebox on Siren FM and on the Trending Topics Network, right here on the Trending Topics Network. We encourage you to check out all the other great material that Siren FM put out on a weekly, daily, hourly basis by going to www.sirenonline.co.uk. We also encourage you to check out all the other great material that the Trending Topics Network is putting out there by going to www.trendingtopicsnetwork.com, where you can find other such podcasts as the European Uppercut Podcast, Rasslecast, the Spanish Announce Table, Loo Chat, Old School at the Movies, 10 to 1, The Tuts Experience, One Up Club's Heads Up, and much, much more. And of course, don't forget to come back and join us for the next episode of Squabble Box.